Thank you for joining me this lovely Friday the 12th. It is Valentine's weekend. If you've been in the cave, man, Sunday, don't get caught without candy and flowers for your gal. Today on Locomotion, we're going to have be talking about some of the local events that are coming here to the North State for the next week or so, and we're going to be listening to some music. And today we're going to be hearing from Tim Flannery and Lunatic Fringe, and we're also going to be hearing from Claire Lynch Band, which we'll be playing tonight. We'll talk about that in just a moment. And later on in the program here, about 12:15, I'm going to get a call from New Blue, which is a very innovative bluegrass band that is coming to Cottonwood next Wednesday, the 17th. We'll talk about that. And when she calls, Carol, let's see, Carolyn Routh is going to be giving us a call and talking about that event. But up first today, we're going to be talking about Claire Lynch. And Claire Lynch is coming to Reading tonight. And as part of the Oak Song Society's 2016 winter concert event. Excuse me there. I lost my train of thought while I was pulling up the webpage here. Let me read what Oak Song has put out about Claire Lynch. Well, they are coming here tonight, and they're going to be performing at the Pilgrim Congregational Church, which is there at 2850 Foothill Boulevard in Reading. Doors open at 7:15. Concert begins at 8. If you're a student 18 years of age and younger with a valid student ID, you get in for half price. You can get your tickets right now at the Music Connection in Reading. Their phone number is 223-2040, and they are at 3086 Bocelli Lane down there in Reading. And you can also go to oaksongs.org. That's www.oaksongs.org, and it'll tell you all kinds of good information. Let me just give you just a little bit information here before we hear from the Claire Lynch Band. Is that here's a quote from Linda Ronstadt. She says that Claire Lynch is a rare talent indeed. Beautiful, effervescent voice, and she loves to listen to her and loves to sing along with her. Emmylou Harris says, "I always thought Claire Lynch had the voice of an angel." Lots of people enjoying Claire Lynch. She was back here in 2011 and back tonight. And I want to thank the Oak Song Music Society for providing the music for us to share with KKRN listeners. Once again, you are listening to Locomotion with Shane on KKRN 88.5 FM. Here's Claire Lynch, and we're going to be hearing a song off of her CD that just seems to have been disappeared here. But I got the music in the CD box, so let's just tune, pick it up, and listen in. There she is, Claire Lynch, and the song we're going to hear today is "Everybody Knows I've Been Crying."
Faces, strangers in familiar places. Wonder if you wonder just like me. How you doing, where you come from? Nice to see you, are you lonesome? If you only had one prayer, what would it be? Do you need someone? Need someone? Don't want to wave a perfect chance goodbye. Do you need someone?
Claire Lynch with Need Someone off of her Dear Sister CD. And this Dear Sister CD is her newest release. And joining Claire is Brian McDowell, Matt Wingate, and Mark Schatz tonight at the Pilgrim Congregational Church. Doors open 7:15. Music starts at 8. And if you're going to get your tickets at the door, you're going to need cash or check. They don't do plastic at the door, but you can use that at Music Connection. Okay, coming up next, we're going to hear a tune by Tim Flannery. And Tim Flannery, he's going to be playing tomorrow night at the Civic Auditorium as he brings his Love Harder tour. And it's a partial benefit for the Alyssa Ariaza Wings of Angel. And Tim was here last year with Lunatic Fringe, and he's back once again, and it's going to be a really fun time. Tim Flannery, if you didn't know, was the third base coach for many years for the San Francisco Giants, and a musician as well, and that's what Tim's doing now. He's pretty much full-time doing this Love Harder project, and the song you're going to hear today is called, wow, Son of a Coal Mining Man. I got to put my glasses on to read my own writing. That's terrible, but that's what happens with aging, I guess. So here he is, Tim Flannery and Lunatic Fringe, once again coming tonight, tomorrow, Civic Auditorium in Reading. I want to thank Mesa Productions for supplying tickets to the KKR and listeners. I've had a few winners and hope to see you there tonight, tomorrow night. And so here he is, Tim Flannery, Son of a Coal Mining Man. About 6 minutes, looking forward to a call from Carolyn Routh of New Blue, which will be coming to Cottonwood this Wednesday. We're going to talk to her a little bit, listen to some of their music. You're really going to enjoy it. We've heard it before here on Locomotion, and you're going to get to hear it again today. And but here, up before that, here they are. Tim Flannery, Lunatic Fringe, Son of a Coal Mining Man.
Up in the holler, up there on the hill, and my father was a working man, a coal man, if you will. Get up in the morning before the sun would ever shine, and go down into the big dark hole, black gold he would mine. Everything we had come from the land. I'm a son of a coal mining man. He sacrificed his days of youth, he had no other choice. The black dirt in his fingernails was his mark, he's not a boy. Growing up was harder, confronting all those fears. The men they lost when the mining came, you felt their presence near. We still sing the songs and clap our hands for the sons of a coal mining man. And we do-si-do and hold on tight till the morning comes. Pray to God everything's alright when the mining day is done. Excuse me, ma'am, I don't know how to make you understand. It's the only life I've ever known. I'm a son of a coal mining man. Here we go. Taken all the timber, strip mined all the coal, and the scars they left upon this earth are all that they've not sold. There's poison in the water, dust here in our lungs. And the day that Mr. Peabody left, the damage had been done. And the money's gone, just like shifting sand for the sons of a coal mining man. And we do-si-do and hold on tight till the morning comes. Pray to God everything's alright when the mining day is done. Excuse me, ma'am, I don't know how to make you understand. It's the only life I've ever known. I'm a son of a coal mining man. Excuse me, ma'am, I don't know how to make you understand. It's the only life I've ever known. I'm a son of a coal mining man.
Okay, we're back with Locomotion, and sorry for that little dead air there, but I had someone on the phone I'm going to put on the air, and it's one of our new blue members that are coming to Cottonwood. Hello, caller, are you there?
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, we're doing real good. Now, let's see, this is Daniel?
This is Daniel Ruth, that's right.
Daniel Ruth, and Daniel Ruth is one of the members of New Blue coming to Cottonwood Wednesday on their way to Portland. Daniel, where you at now?
I'm actually in Chico right now.
Where was that?
Down in Chico.
Oh, Chico. Yeah, that's right. You guys doing a show there?
Yep. Did a show here last night.
Last night,
and then,
that's right.
We make our way up to Portland, and then excited to be right there in Cottonwood at the studio next week.
Right back in Cottonwood, our little town of Cottonwood. What a great thing that's going to be. Well, Daniel, I want to thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to give Locomotion a call and let our listeners know about the event that's coming up. That's next Wednesday the 17th. Is that correct, Daniel?
That is correct.
All right, yeah, and that's going to be at the studio in Cottonwood. I'll let our listeners know how they can get a hold of your tickets and contact information as soon as we get done talking and listening to some of your music. I know a lot of our listeners here, I've been playing your music here for about a year. You came through our area last year, wasn't it?
We did a concert at the studio last year, and it was sold out and just had a great time. It's a great venue, just a great listening room. It's like it's small, but it's really cool because it's like every seat's a front row seat.
Yeah,
and you know, we get to really, you know, do kind of almost a different show from our normal thing there. We really get to, you know, open it up for audience participation, and you know, as people are allowed, you know, smaller shows like that, you know, we take questions from the audience. Those folks want to know, you know, more about us, and they want to know, you know, what it's like, you know, out on the road touring, and so we kind of get to have more of a one-on-one experience like that at some of the smaller venues. So it's pretty cool.
Well, that's what makes it feel a lot more like a community, and we appreciate you coming up to our little community of Cottonwood and bringing your great music. I have your CD, New Blue, All the Way, and I'm going to play a song that's called the number one track. That's what makes the bluegrass blue, and it's featuring Rhonda Vincent, and... Gosh, is there anything you can tell us about this particular song there?
Oh, yeah. We got that song we got that song pitched to us, and we were recording it. And, you know, when you got a tune like that, you just know that it's just going to be really good. And just the song itself is just an amazing song. We were in the recording process on it, and we thought, man, it would be really cool. You know, sometimes you just hear a song, and you can just hear, you know, different artists. He said, man, that would sound really awesome if somebody, you know, so-and-so was on there. And we were tracking that, and Carolyn had the vocals on it. She said, man, she goes, wouldn't that sound good with Rhonda Vincent singing harmony to that? And I was like, man, it really would. And so she just got out her phone and shot Rhonda a text. And Rhonda said, actually, I'm in the studio tomorrow. She said, if you'll send it to me, she said, I'll be more than happy to do it. So we sent it over that night, and Rhonda recorded her part the next day and sent it back. So through the wonders of science and technology, within 48 hours we had Rhonda's part on there. And I really, you know, it's a great song, but I mean, that was just kind of the icing on the cake, is to have Rhonda on there. It was just really, really special to us, and we're very grateful to her for doing that. Because that just really, I think it really made the song sparkle.
Well, I'm going to have to agree with you. And let's before we play this song here, I wanted to talk a little bit more about your other band members, one of them being Carolyn. I see that she started, she was in the spotlight before age 8. And you have Levi Austin, who started playing the banjo about age 9. And Milam Williams, the second, he started when he was a little boy, too. And gosh, you guys have been playing music since you was babies, huh?
Yeah, you know, it's kind of the thing around our area. We're based out of Central North Carolina, and that's just, you know, you can throw a rock in any direction and hit a banjo player. And I don't know why, but some for all of us, somewhere, usually between the ages of 7 and 10, we get bit by the music bug. And that's when everybody always starts picking up instruments and playing a little bit. You can go to some of the local fiddlers conventions, and it's just full of youngins there, you know, that's learning. That's, well, I say a lot of them are learning how to play. A lot of them are better than I am.
Oh yeah, I know so, that we have a great fiddle championships here. The California State Old Time Fiddlers Association District 6, their championships,
yep,
are, oh, the kids, those are the fun ones to watch too. And you know, I they all come from musical backgrounds, or folks are into it. And I think that's what you're talking about, starts them all off at such a young age, huh?
I think it is. Well, it's the musical influences. It's kind of interesting because, you know, as a band, we all know each other's backgrounds, and none of the band members, none of their parents play instruments.
Oh, is that right? That's kind of unusual.
Yeah. None of them. It really is. But we all kind of skip backwards, and a lot of our grandparents did. So I think we'll just kind of skip the generation.
Oh, that's really cool. Well, Greg, I'm going to go ahead and play That's What Makes the Bluegrass Blue right now. You hang on, and we'll get back to you. I'm going to I'll put you on hold, and hopefully you can hear the music hear yourself.
All right,
I'll be right back with you, Craig. Okay, we're going to be listening to this song off of the new blues CD that is called All the Way, and we'll get back to Craig Routh, and he can tell you how we can get a hold of his music. And this first song is called That's What Makes the Bluegrass Blue, and you're listening to it on Locomotion with Shane on KKRN 88.5 FM.
Kentucky, where the hills are filled with coal, a young girl holds a locket to her heart. She fumbles with the clasp as the sun is sinking low. Just one more look before the sky turns dark. She gazes at a handsome man in that tiny frame, then wanders through the rolling fields calling out his name. And she cries, cause her one true love is gone. Every night, from the dusk until the dawn, her tears fall down and touch the ground and become the morning dew. And that's what makes the bluegrass blue.
she's done every night since then. And she cries, 'cause her one true love's gone. Every night from the dusk until the dawn, the tears fall down and touch the ground and become the morning dew. And that's what makes the bluegrass blue. That's what makes the bluegrass blue. The miner in this story died in 1939. One of 28 men lost that day. The young girl couldn't sleep or eat. They say she lost her mind. Within a month, they laid her in her grave. But the folks in East Kentucky swear they see her still. A woman in a long white dress wandering through the hills. And she cries, 'cause her one true love's gone. Every night, from the dusk until the dawn, her tears fall down and touch the ground and become the morning dew. And that's what makes the bluegrass blue. That's what makes the bluegrass blue. That's what makes the bluegrass blue. That's what makes the bluegrass blue.
Yeah, that's what makes the bluegrass blue, and that was New Blue. That's an innovative Americana bluegrass band from North Carolina, and they're touring the West Coast, and they're going to be performing a house concert on Wednesday, February 17th, and it's being brought to you by The Studio out of Cottonwood, California, and the California State Old Time Fiddlers Association. And opening for New Blue will be the old Kennett String Band, and we'll be hearing some of the old Kennett String Band's music here in just a bit. But on the phone now with me, I have Daniel Routh. And Daniel, still hanging here with me, brother?
Yeah, man, I'm right here.
Okay, did you get to hear yourself?
I did, man. It's always a little weird hearing yourself back on the radio.
I would think it would be. That is kind of funny. You know, Daniel, people can get a hold of your music by going to your website, which is www.nu-blu.com. Are there other outlets they can get your music, Daniel?
You can get it right there, and that's direct from us. Or you can go to all of our music's on iTunes and Amazon.com and even Walmart.com.
Oh, right.
So you can, if you want us, you can find us, and we make it pretty easy. And all the links, if people go to the website, even if you can't find it on iTunes for some reason. You can go to our website, and there's direct links on our website to iTunes.
I know, and I did check out your website, and you can even listen to three songs off of there, off the new All the Way CD. And gosh, it's so funny that the three songs that you have up on that site are the three songs that I play mostly here. And
there we go.
Yeah, well, Craig, one of them I'm going to play next for our audience is Jesus and Jones, and it's featuring Sam Moore. And I got to tell you, the story behind the song is always makes the song. And the couple of times I played it, I kept wondering, well, you know, I know this Jesus, but who's Jones? And then when I saw the YouTube video, it was just so, yeah, it's about George Jones. And of a sudden, all those lyrics just came to life, and I'm hearing it in a whole new way. That must have been pretty cool singing, having Sam Moore do this tune with you.
That was something. I mean, you know, never in a million years as an artist do you think you're going to get the chance to, you know, record or even perform live with somebody that's as legendary as Sam Moore. And you know, for anybody that doesn't recognize the name right off, when I say the name Sam and Dave, well, everybody instantly remembers Soul Man and Hold On, I'm Coming and all their hits through the years. But, you know, you think, wow, you know, just to, you know, a lot of times it's just really cool to meet those people. But to get to actually record a song is just, I mean, it's just a surreal experience. And the way that whole thing came together, you know, they had the big, they had the big concert in Nashville after George passed away, in his honor. And Sam was actually a good friend of George's and never got to record with George, but he did sing on that concert and just brought the house down when he did that song, one of George's songs that night. And we knew that he had performed on that show. And so when we got this song, we had, you know, well, as they say, we had our people reach out to his people and send him an MP3 of the song. And he said, man, he said, I'll be glad to do it. And so we made the trip all the way out to Phoenix and recorded the vocals for that song. Him and Carolyn actually got to be in the studio together while they were recording that song. And just really made it magical.
Right. That like I said, that video awesome. On YouTube shows Carolyn and Sam Moore singing together. And boy, it just that's just really special scene there, the two of them together singing like that.
Oh, yeah. It was just awesome. We were all in the control room, you know, producing and engineering everything. And it was really just an awesome experience. And from that point, you know, to now, we've actually gotten to be really good friends with Sam and his wife Joyce, and they're just great, great people, fantastic people. You know, Sam's 80, just turned 80 last fall. Wow. And you know, his voice is still, you know, you listen to the song, his voice is still just amazing, and it's just like, man, I hope I'm still here when I'm 80. But, he's still doing it and going strong.
It's
pretty cool.
That is pretty cool. We're gonna go ahead and play that now, and we'll come back and talk to you a little bit more, and thanks for calling in and sharing that story.
Absolutely.
That's a good story.
Absolutely.
There. Okay,
yes, sir.
So we'll be right back with you, Craig. I'll put you back on hold, let you listen to Jesus and Jones. Tell me how you like it, brother. Okay.
Sounds good.
All right, brother. Okay, folks, so here he is, Jesus and Jones, kind of a song about George Jones, and you know, the song is going to explain itself. So thanks for tuning in to Locomotion Machine, New Blue with Jesus and Jones.
Raised and live by it now. For I'm a Brother St. John.
One made wine,
the other one drank it. One spoke the gospel,
the other one sang.
Okay, we're back. Locomotion with Shane. David? Or Daniel?
Hey, I'm here.
Okay, buddy.
I'm still here.
All right, good. Gosh, you know, I never would have guessed that Sam was 80 years old listening to that voice. And
I still get cold chills every time I hear him sing.
I tell you, him and Carolyn, they need to do a couple more songs. That was just a great harmonization, and I just really enjoy that. Well, Daniel, I'm going to play one more song for you after I let you go. I wanted to thank you for calling in, and most of all, I wanted to welcome you back to California. And I know you're headed up north, but you're going to be coming back down next Wednesday and come to our little town of Cottonwood and bring in your great new blue. That's kind of like a play on words in it, new bluegrass or new innovation of a bluegrass genre.
Yeah, we kind of have a little tagline that we'd like to say that we're bending the boundaries of bluegrass. So we're from North Carolina, so we can play the straight ahead traditional stuff no problem, and we do that. But you know, then all of a sudden you get a great song like Jesus and Jones. It's kind of bending it a little bit, but a great song's a great song, and we feel very fortunate to work with a lot of great songwriters and get that material. So you kind of got to grab them when they come by. But I just want to say thank you for having us on, having me on the show today. We really appreciate the opportunity. And, man, we're just looking forward to being in Cottonwood next week and looking forward to another packed show at the studio.
Well, I tell you what, we're looking forward to it also. There's a lot of great bluegrass fans up here in Shasta County and surrounding areas. And, next year, if you make it back on the West Coast next year, let's try to get you up here to KKRN Studios. I know our audience would love to have a private performance.
Hey, man, that sounds like a plan.
Daniel, you guys have a safe journey up north, and we look forward to seeing you next Wednesday.
Sounds good. We appreciate it, and we'll see you all then.
Okay, we'll talk. I hope to talk to you next Wednesday, Daniel. And
yep. We'll look forward to seeing you there.
Okay, brother. Thanks again.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah, Danny, the next song I'm going to play is going to be it's one of my favorite songs because it just is so uplifting. And it's the second song on your All the Way CD. It's called A Little Good News. Is that one you folks wrote?
No, man. I wish we would have. That's actually a song from the 80s. That's actually back in 1983. Ann Murray actually had a number one hit with that song. But when we heard it, it's even more relevant today, I think, than it was in 1983.
Absolutely.
Listen to the lyrics of it.
That's why I ask if you wrote it, because it just is so fitting for today. Okay,
it really is.
So. All right. Well, we're going to send you down the road here, and thanks again, Daniel.
All right. Thank you very much. Talk to you.
Okay. Oh, sorry, brother. Okay. We're going to hear this one last song from New Blue, and I want to let you folks know just how you can get your tickets. They're going to be, like I say, at the studio in Cottonwood next Wednesday, February 17th. Old Kennett String Band's going to open for them. You can get your tickets online now at www.thestudiocottonwood.com. That's www.thestudiocottonwood.com. Children under 16 are free when they're accompanied by an adult. Doors open at 6:30. Concert begins at 7. And you heard what Daniel said. Last year they were sold out. So once again, those tickets can be purchased online at www.thestudiocottonwood.com. And if you want a phone number, you can call good friend George from Old Kennett String Band, George Fredson. And his cell number is 604-8706. Or you can email George at george.fredson@yahoo.com. If you have any questions about the music or questions about the program, you can get a hold of me, shane@kkrn.org. So, enough jibber-jabber. Let's hear this wonderful song, A Little Good News, and I'm going to back it up with a song that the Old Kennett String Band, they played here in the studio not long ago, but you know what? It's been long enough ago where I'm going to have to ask them back in. So, and the song we're going to hear from Old Kennett String Band is called White Freightliner. Thanks for tuning in to Locomotion with Shane. Let's get back to that music now. Here is New Blue. That's NU-BLU, All the Way CD, A Little Good News. You're going to like this.
I rolled out this morning, the kids had the local news show on. Brian Gumbel was talking about the fighting in Lebanon. Some senator was squawking about the bad economy. It's gonna get worse, you see. We need a change in policy. There's a local paper rolled up in a rubber band. One more sad story's one more than I can stand. Just once, how I'd like to see the headlines say, not much to print today, can't find nothing bad to say, because nobody robbed a liquor store on the lower part of town, nobody OD'd, nobody burned a single building down, nobody fired a shot in anger, nobody had to die in vain. We sure could use a little good news today.
I'm standing on the highway, listen to the
Okay, that was the old Kennett String Band, and that was Tim Garrison doing the vocals and mandolin, and in the background you might have heard Amy Boat and playing the banjo, and Carolyn Fauble plays the bass for old Kennett String Band, does some vocal, and of course our good friend George Fredson doing vocals and guitar. And you can get more and learn more about old Kennett String Band at www.rootsmusicreading@yahoo.com. That's rootsmusicreading@yahoo.com. Old Kennett String Band also has a Facebook page. If you don't get any information from those two sources, you can get a hold of me and I'll help you out there. Shane@kkrn.org. Coming up next on Locomotion is a song that was sent in, I think just today. It was yesterday. So it's a song by one of our local musicians, singer-songwriters, and I'm talking about Janie Seeger. And Janie sent this song in. It's titled "We're Not Going to Play House Anymore." We've been playing some of Janie's songs that is going to be coming out on a new CD real soon, like, and she's promised me to have the first cut of it. It's a CD that she's cutting down there in After Hour Recording Studios with some of your local musicians. And helping Janie on this song is Bruce Catlin on upright bass, Ray Jensen on steel, Brad Shaw on electric guitar. Janie is doing rhythm guitar and vocals. And Diana Blaylock is the background vocals. And I'm looking forward to getting this CD from Janie. She's a very talented lady and a great supporter of KKRN Radio. So here is her new song. This is an exclusive for KKRN Radio listeners. So we feel very lucky to share this song with you. Here she is, Janie Seeger. And we're not going to play house anymore on Locomotion with Shane, KKRN 88.5 FM.
Anymore. Everybody knows I've been crying.
Claire Lynch Band, and they are coming to Reading tonight to the Pilgrim Congregational Church, 2850 Foothill Boulevard in Reading. You can get your tickets now at the Music Connection. Their phone number is 223-2040. They're out there on Bocelli Lane, and if you go to the door, doors open at 7:15 at the Pilgrim Church, and the show starts at 8. You can find all the information about Claire Lynch Band and future bands that are going to be performing at oaksongs.org. That's www.oaksongs.org. And Oak Songs also has a Facebook page. And so we're going to go out today listening to another tune by Tim Flannery and Lunatic Fringe. And this song is called Kentucky Waltz. But before we head out, I want to thank you all for tuning in today. Have a great Valentine's Day weekend. And, I want to let you know what's coming on up on future local motion programs on next Friday, the 19th. Just got confirmation that Morris and Love are going to be in the studio. You're going to love them. And wanted you to make sure that you tune in for that, some of our local singer-songwriters. And then in March 11th, having Ronnie Brackett, country singer-songwriter out of Cottonwoods, coming up. And then on the 18th, we're going to have a repeat appearance by Johnson Blythe. Lots happening. So thanks for tuning in this week. We'll be back next Friday with Morrison Love live in the studio. Here's Tim Flannery, who will be playing at the Civic Auditorium tomorrow night with Lunatic Fringe as part of his Love Harder project and the Lisa Riza Wings of Angel project benefit. Thanks for tuning in to Locomotion with Shane. Remember, we are an all-volunteer, listener-supported radio station. If you haven't taken the opportunity, won't you do so now by going to kkrn.org, click on the Donate tab, help keep us on the air. Geezer Rock follows Locomotion.
That night in Kentucky, beneath that beautiful harvest moon, I was a boy who was lucky, but it all ended too soon. As I sit alone in the moonlight, I see your smiling face, and I long once more for your embrace and that beautiful Kentucky waltz.
Programming on KKRN is made possible by listeners like you and in part by anewscafe.com, where North State news, color, and commentary can be found online. The online news source brings regional writers and photographers together to give news that is positively North State with universal topics too.